This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
North, you are the gift that keeps on giving. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rachel Hampton.
And I'm Aisha Drain, and you're listening to ICYMI.
In case you missed it.
Slate's podcast about internet culture.
And today I am joined by none other than WAMU reporter Aisha Drain. Aisha, hello. Thank you for coming on the show.
Hello. So happy to be here.
I'm super excited to hear because you're going to take me on a wild ride through this episode. But before we get into today's main topic, I do have to ask you the question that I ask every single person on this show, which is, what is your first internet memory?
I think the first memory I can think of was like in the early 2000s. I would log on to AOL.com. And I was a little baby dancer. I like to dance. And yeah. The song I would always look up was Axel F. by Crazy Frog.
Not Crazy Frog. I haven't Crazy heard that Frog. Name in 84 years.
Yeah. Should I do a little?
Ditty? You should. I think I might need a refresher of this song.
A refresher?
Song, actually.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The way it goes is do. Bing, bing, and I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm not gonna make you suffer anymore.
That was but I would just yeah. so good. I feel like I'm in a basketball stadium. Like I feel like I'm at a sporting event. That was. You have a new career in covering songs.
It would have been an amazing TikTok song and totally would have gone viral. But I would be absolutely horrified if that got out to the public. So at my age back then.
That is so fair. I'm also really glad it's not viral on TikTok because that song would be stuck in my head for a week straight. And I just can't do that.
Yeah, I understand. And it does get annoying after a while. But yeah, that was like one of my earliest memories. But reflecting on it, like I love dancing around, doing little videos and doing things like that. And that was a big part of my childhood. But to be honest, I kind of like that I just have that private for myself, being 5-6 years old. And I couldn't imagine sharing that part of myself now on the scale that it is right now. It's weird.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I often think I'm so glad I didn't have TikTok readily available when I was growing up. I mean, I would have loved the makeup and hair tips. It would have saved me a lot of pain and strife, but I don't know if it's necessarily worth what is... I don't necessarily know if it's worth the compromise.
You know, I hear you. Like, my mom wouldn't even let me log on to Club Penguin.
Wait, Club Penguin?
Like Club Penguin.
What? Like the...
Don't get into like her logic. We can't even start.
It's like, what could you possibly have gotten into on Club Penguin? It's just one of those online multiplayer games where you just play puzzles and have penguin avatars. You don't even use real names on Club Penguin.
I think she was convinced I could have been a part of a puffle cult, but nothing I said would have convinced her otherwise.
I have no words. I'm just like, Club Penguin?
No Club Penguin, no Facebook, no Twitter, nothing.
Same. My mother did not let me get MySpace and Facebook, which means that I made my MySpace and Facebook in private.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Like, I mean, and that's true for strict parents. I feel like, and even not strict parents, there's like a hesitance around it. And like, listen, I have no clue, but when I think of kids growing up in like the full view of the internet, it does kind of sketch me out just a little bit. Like take Kim and Kanye's daughter, Northwest, for example, who I think could be like the reigning queen of TikTok right now.
Oh, not her dethroning one of the D'Amelio sisters or whoever has the most followers on TikTok right now. I truly don't know.
I don't think it would be that hard so far, but that's just my opinion.
You're not wrong. But she's only like 11, right? Like that's kind of that's kind of young.
Rachel, she's 9 years old.
She's 9 years old.
She's 9 years old. Not even
she's
10.
She's 9 years old. She's not even in double digits yet.
She's not even in double digits. Like,
and she's the queen of TikTok?
The queen of TikTok or potential queen of TikTok. Because like, okay. What's kind of funny is that she didn't have a public account right out of the gate. And Kim wasn't even touching TikTok like when it was first out, which is surprising because I feel like she has her hands in everything that's on the internet. But now I have like a little confession to make.
Oh.
I might be a Northwest stan now.
A Northwest stan.
I have, it's on the record. It's here. The people can know.
These are your confessions.
These are my confessions. I might want to listen to Northwest when she's posting TikToks because they are the best. You know, like something like that. Watch this. You know, all that.
Not the bars. I do have to ask. As a member of the Northwest fandom, do y'all have a name? Is there a name for followers of Northwest?
You know, it could be the Northerners, or I heard Kim was calling Northalino. We could be the Northalinos.
No. We can do better than that. It's not Northerners is hilarious, but that's giving Civil War.
A little bit.
What if we did like the North Stars?
I kind of love it. We're trademarking it. Yes. Put it in print. The merchandise is coming. I'm president of the fan club.
North Star in Chief.
North Star in Chief. Yes. Me, Asia Drain, North Star in Chief. I'm fully prepared. But there's a lot to unpack today.
There is, which is why I'm so glad that you're here because I think I've only seen one of Northwest's TikToks organically just in my feed. So I feel like I'm missing some context besides the major controversies, which is, you know, why you're here today to take me through the timeline of Northwest TikTok presence and importantly, how it fits into the larger Kardashian West cultural canon, you know, the Kardashian West industrial complex.
Yeah, let's get into it.
I'm so excited. We'll be back after a short break.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. The thing is, if we were to talk about the entirety of the Kardashians' internet history, I think me and Asia might be here for conservatively 6 months, at least.
Yeah.
Even though we have talked about them before on our May 2021 episode called How the Kardashians Broke the Internet, and again in February 2022 when we had an episode called Kanye West Needs to Log Off. We are apparently on a yearly Kardashian coverage cycle. We are allotted one Kardashian episode per year. So here we are in our yearly Kardashian episode. Please take me through the timeline. Take me to school, Dr. Drain.
So on November 25th, 2021, Kim and then 8-year-old North debuted their public joint TikTok account at Kim and North. And in the bio, it reads, "Me and my bestie," with account managed by an adult, which, for clarification, Kim Kardashian is the adult. In case, you know.
You know, in case you missed it.
In case you missed it. But you know what's crazy, Rachel? Like, when they posted the public account, you give me a guesstimate how many followers they got, like, as soon as they posted it.
Ooh, I'm going to say between 50,000 and 80,000.
Ooh, you gave yourself a wide range.
I did. That's the trick.
You gave yourself a 30,000 margin. So not even close. nowhere close, which I know is wild. It was way more. It was 113,500 followers. And in that day, they posted 14 videos in like 20 hours.
Okay. So this wasn't just like, I'm starting a TikTok account. This was like a planned rollout. There is no way you can just film 14 TikToks in 20 hours.
Yeah. She had those in her drafts. They were saved. They were ready to go. It was a hard launch.
It, like, the hardest of launches. Yes. So that was November of 2021. And it is now February of 2023, which is a fact I hate confronting. But it's been almost 2 years at this point. So how many followers do Kim and North have now?
At the time of this recording, their TikTok account has a total of 14.6 million followers and 412.9 million likes with over a million views on each video.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That's so many people.
Yeah.
So what does like a typical North and Kim TikTok look like? And has it changed over time, like in the past 2 years since it started?
Well, when you're tuning in to Northwest TikTok account, like you can expect, at least in the early days, they'll like chronicle like a spa day with like a not so shameless plug of her aunt Kylie Jenner's Kylie Skin brand or XYZ, whatever other brand they're affiliated with. Kim and North seem to be like documenting their lifestyle by uploading videos of them singing along and dancing to songs and sticking their tongues out, you know, riding in golf carts, and North hanging out with her cousins like Penelope, who also has a TikTok account. And now I think some of the stuff you can expect is like still skincare routines, but she also does makeup and hair tutorials.
What are we doing today?
I'm gonna do your edges.
And I'm gonna do your edges.
She makes milkshakes with her siblings, which I found was super cute.
Okay. You want to put some ice in yours?
Yeah. I'm going to put some ice in mine.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And as I was mentioning earlier, she displays her artistic skills in sketches. Like, she recently did one of Ice Spice that was scarily accurate. Oh. And Ice Spice, like, saw it and was like, this is good. And I'm like, okay, they're friends now? Question mark.
Honestly, that makes sense to me.
And also, she has, like, a low-key talent for horror makeup. So that's a random tidbit, fun fact. Use it at trivia. There you go.
I will say the Northwest account does seem to give, like, a better picture, or at least a more relatable picture into, you know, that entire family. Because I know I said at the beginning I'd never seen any of her TikToks. I kind of lied, like, a little bit. I've seen one. And that was from, like, a while back. Like, I don't even think it was last year. I don't think it was 2022. But it's where North has Kim's phone, or maybe it's her own phone. Maybe she has her own phone. I don't know. But she's on TikTok Live.
Mom, I'm live.
Kim is laying in her bed watching television. And it was maybe one of the only moments in my entire adult life that I've ever found Kim to be relatable. Like, that is the most human that woman has ever seemed to me.
Was it funny? Absolutely. Was Kim happy? Definitely not. Which is ironic for a celebrity who has built their career on sharing literally everything online.
It is really funny seeing her actually be caught off guard, because she never really seems caught off guard. And you're right that it was really funny.
But I think we know who the biggest dissenter is about North being on TikTok.
Can take an educated guess as to who that might be.
enter our favorite controversial figure, the artist formerly known as Kanye West.
Oh my God.
Yes, Kanye West was not a fan from the very start of North being public on TikTok, and he dramatically and somewhat disproportionately reacted to North being on TikTok about 3 months after Kim and North started their account. And in January of 22, right in the midst of their divorce announcement, Kanye tweeted this. Since it's my first divorce, I need to know what I should do about my daughter being put on TikTok against my will. And in case you can't tell, that was in all caps.
I will say that the language of since this is my first divorce is pretty, it's kind of funny, I'm not going to lie, because he's very clearly throwing shade at Kim in that.
This is true.
But I will say this is something that should be figured out in a custody hearing and not on Twitter.
That was Kim's response to it, was just like, hey, man, let's keep this private. You know, there are kids involved. And I think there is like a consensus of like, this is different than like from their regular disputes and like all sorts of stuff. And her response to it as well, like she did post on her Instagram directly responding to him, is she said that Kanye's constant need for attacking me in interviews and on social media is actually more hurtful than any TikTok North might create. And so that was kind of the start and end of the controversy around North, which of course, you know, Kanye would continue his tirades for many months, but on a lot of things.
I mean, the thing about Kanye is, you know, broken clock twice a day. He's not the only one concerned about this, right? Like, there was recently some controversy with North's TikTok account, right?
Yes. Ironically, involving one of his songs.
It's always about this man.
So North and Kim posted a TikTok, like, last January, dancing to a sped-up version of Bound 2. With North dressing exactly like her father. Like, I'm talking, like, makeup goatee. Like, she already looks like her dad. So, like, having the aesthetic and everything, like, it was like looking in a mirror. And, like, the video by itself, it's pretty innocent. But it would behoove me to mention context, because in the original music video, as a lot of us know, it's pretty provocative. It's pretty dicey. You know, just for description's sake, Kim is naked on top of a motorcycle with Kanye. And again, video by itself, not a problem. But there was a lot of people had a lot of opinions on the internet. And so the nice thing is that for Kim and North, they don't have comments, like, enabled on their videos. So, like, there's no direct line of communication that way. But that has not stopped duets, stitches, tweets, and of course, the press. And the critiques from the public were like pretty mixed. Like, some were writing it off as confirmation of North's ascendancy to the TikTok throne. And then there were others that were like horrified at the cringe fest and just, there were a lot of comments on duetted videos along the lines of, I would pay $1 million for Kim and North to open up the comment section. And then over on Reddit, the reaction was pretty unanimously negative.
Are we surprised? It's Reddit.
Yeah, it's hater.com.
They should change the name.
Yeah, it's hater.com. So that's also not surprising. It's a forum to complain. So a lot of people had some issues on Reddit and other pockets of the internet too. And I will say, I feel like this was a turning point. It wasn't just between Kim and Kanye anymore. Now the public is like really in on this conversation.
I mean, that's kind of the whole Kardashian shtick basically coming back to bite them in the ass, right? Like, we discussed this in the Emma Chamberlain episode, actually. The Kardashians basically got famous off of offering unlimited access to every single part of their life. Which, of course, now means that, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, that their audience feels entitled to comment on every single part of their life, even if the literal comment section is turned off.
It's true. I mean, look at us right now.
Well, we have a job to do. This is different.
This is true. This is very true. We have our annual coverage of this. And also, like, it's important to pull that back for a second and look at it because, like, let's remember, right? It's their whole brand is to be on display. Like, and even though North is only 9, That's like the life she was born into, and it's all she's known. Even if she wasn't on TikTok, like if she was on Instagram, or even when she's like walking in front of the paparazzi, the Kardashian clan runs on image. They have to be seen.
That's a really great point of North basically kind of being born into this level of social media royalty. Mm-hmm. It's, as you said, it's a dynasty. And we will be getting into more of that generational clout after a short break.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Hi, y'all. I hope you're enjoying today's show. If this is your first time listening to ICYMI, then a welcome. We're thrilled to have you here. In case you missed it, our show comes out twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so make sure you never miss an episode like this past Wednesday's, which was all about Welcome to Night Vale, a fiction podcast that blew up in 2013 and has had a long-lasting legacy over on my favorite website, Tumblr. I was joined by podcaster Will Williams, and it was just such a lovely conversation. You don't want to miss it. And we're back to continue talking about the Kardashians and also Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, more divas have entered the chat. So like, yeah, Mariah Carey is coming in on this one. So the Bound 2 video like came and went, and like North is just back on her regular TikTok game, ready for her little North Stars like myself. And she was giving this week, like she had a major collab dancing to It's a Wrap with Mariah Carey and her daughter Monroe. And so North and Monroe are like dancing to the song. And then towards the end, both Kim Kardashian and the queen diva herself, Mariah, pop their heads in to sing along. And in my opinion, in a very weird way, I kind of love that Mariah and Kim, of course, put themselves in the very front just to let the kids know who came first. Just
oh, they have to let them know. They're like, this dynasty has been built on my back and you will recognize it.
Literally. But no, like North is just collabing away and I think still continuing to climb and like become kind of this young influential influencer. And a part of that climbing too, I feel like, is also understanding kind of the controversy cycle. And it's kind of weird to me that like, and this was like a minor one, I would say, in the grand scheme of Kardashian controversies, that even as early or as young as she is now, that she's already kind of getting those waves and getting familiar with those cycles and being subjected to that, whether she realizes it or not, on how to process it.
Yeah, it does seem like with that video, the internet's wider reaction kind of boomeranged back to considering North the queen of TikTok, which is just, it's very Kardashian. I gotta say, like, the image management is elite. You cannot deny it. Like, it is just on another level.
They are talented at one thing. It's definitely managing what they look like and their perception. So, like, the Kardashians are masters of the controversy cycle. And I will admit that the fact that, like, North is only 9 and she's already getting familiar with how to manage that and, like, getting used to, like, the ebbs and flows of negative press and positive press like this early kind of weirds me out. Like, it's really weird to me.
No, that's really fair. And it makes her presence on TikTok like a little uncomfy to watch, because I mean, I know part of the reason that Kim and North have this joint account is because North herself really wanted to be on the platform, and Kim didn't want her to be on the platform unsupervised, which makes sense. As we keep saying, North is 9 years old. So, and she was 8 or 7 when she started posting.
Yeah.
No one that young should be unsupervised on TikTok. So I understand, you know, if North wants to be on TikTok, where most of youth cultural production is happening, she has to do it in this way, which is to share with her mother. But it's impossible to separate North's desire to be on TikTok from her family's larger ambitions of fame. Like, it becomes a cart before the horse moment, or, you know, an Ouroboros, as I like to say, where it's unclear what exactly is starting first. Does North want to be on TikTok because she wants to be famous because her family must be famous? Or does she want to be on TikTok just because she's a kid and kids want to be on TikTok? You know?
That's such, like, an important question to ask, and, like, feeds into the larger one of, like, whether or not she should be not just an influencer, but the influencer, right? Like, on this app. And, like, when you're young, you don't know a lot of things. You're exploring. And I think I see that in her content a lot, where she is just exploring and trying all these new different things. And, like, Kim has said, like, she wants to leave this space for her daughter to have, like, a place for expression and whatnot, because that's what the kids are doing these days. The kids are on the tickety talk. I'm making myself sound old. I'm just an old soul. I'm not that old. But, you know, it's like what people want to get into. And I would hate it being a young kid knowing that all of my friends are on TikTok, all of the fun things I want to learn about and see are on TikTok, and I can't participate. Like, that FOMO would kill me. And when you're like 9, everything feels like it's the end of the world. And, like, I would be pissed. But does that necessarily have to be on the scale that Northwest is at right now? Like, what would be so bad or different if North still had her private account and just followed a few friends, just followed Penelope or Blue Ivy's secret account that we don't know exists or not, or maybe it does, that would be cool. But, like, I'm wondering, like, could she still participate and express herself just on a smaller scale until she's ready to really, like, take on that destiny? It's kind of like a destiny.
The destiny, the manifest destiny of influencer fame, which, I mean, when you think about it, she's really one of the only people in the world who, if there was a divine right to be an influencer, she has the divine right to be an influencer. She is one of the only people on that app who doesn't need to be there just by virtue of her family's fame, which makes it easier to imagine that this is just a choice she's making as a kid who wants to fit in with the rest of her cohort. And it raises the question of, like, what celebrity children should be doing. Like you're saying, they do have every right that every non-famous teen has, and they should be able to do all the dumb stuff online that other kids get to do. Mm-hmm. But it does make me think of Blue Ivy, as you mentioned her, in that they both have this level of generational clout, but they wield it so much differently.
Yeah. I mean, like, Blue and North are kind of contemporaries in, like, that sense. It's a tale of two princesses. These are our royal families. We get multiple royal families. Like, the UK gets one. We get, like, a bunch. But yeah, no, Blue and North are contemporaries in that sense. Like, kind of two princesses, like, going down similar paths, but different for a couple of reasons. Like, both Blue and North come from some of the most high-profile families in the world. Like, just in the world. And it's a degree of celebrity that is, like, it's kind of like a super celebrity. Like, I feel like they're both on the degree of super celebrity kids. But the difference between them is, although I feel like the level of fame is somewhat similar, the way their parents achieve that fame is very different. And that definitely has to trickle down, and, like, it gets passed down to them.
Definitely. Like, I think of it kind of like the difference between old money and new money, even though both of these families are very much new money.
Yeah.
But the Carters move like old money, and that they keep things locked down and private. We only see Beyonce when Beyonce wants us to see Beyonce. There's just an assuredness to their fame that it feels like, from the glimpses we've seen, because we've only seen glimpses, but it seems like Blue has inherited that sense of, like, self-assurance, Whereas I think this quote from an interview that Kim did with Barry Weiss, of all people, really accurately sums up how thirsty that family will always seem, even after all the wealth and power they've amassed.
I just was so excited about fame. And I look back now and it's just like, it's so ridiculous. I don't even know if I had a thought of what I thought fame was. I mean, probably the power. I think it just seemed glamorous and fun.
I've seen that quote multiple times, like as we've been working on this episode, but it still kind of like chills me to my core. Just like hearing like, I don't know what I thought fame was. Like going back to that comparison, like between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West and Beyonce and Jay-Z, like Jay-Z and Beyonce on the flip side, Jay-Z was a hustler. Like that man wasn't just hustling, just he was like, yes, he wanted a lot of money. He makes a lot of money. But like he started that because he had to. Like he had to. And Beyonce didn't just want to be famous. Like she had talents and skills. She wanted to pursue like her art form at the highest level possible. Mm-hmm. She was putting in her hours for Destiny's Child and in her solo career. And people really forget like how many ups and downs she had. And that actually took her decades to build to get to the renaissance that she's in now and the status that she's in now and that she still deserves Album of the Year. But again, that's for another day.
Listen, don't get me started.
That's for another day. But that being said, circling back, both Beyonce and Jay-Z are performers, along with being business people, but they are able to have personas that they can kind of put on and take off at the end of the day. And I think they're able to separate themselves out from their public image, and that's something that they can pass down to their kids. And when I say pass down, I don't mean like directly, like they sit them down and I'm like, this is what fame is. Like take them by the shoulders and like, this is how you're going to be famous. And this is how I did it. And this is how you should do it. It's quite literally of like, you know, you see what your parents do and you learn from that, like from your environment. And I think that's what is different. But for the Kardashian family, for Kim and Kanye, there is no degree of separation. Like Kim, I think, is an obvious example. She's a reality television star. Her entire life is open for the public. They run on press cycles and everything. And like that's how they built, you know, to where they are. And even though Kanye is an artist, too, he is obsessed with himself.
He is obsessed with himself. It is so true. I mean, that's his whole issue, or like one of them. He has many whole issues, but one of them is that he has this inability to compartmentalize. He cannot separate the way he is being perceived publicly from who he is as a person. And it's destroying him.
Yeah. And also something to consider is that, like, again, like I was saying before, of it being passed down, it's like, what are kids seeing? And for North, she's the product of some of the two like most fame-obsessed people in not just the industry, and I'll be a little bit dramatic now, the world. Like, they are very, very into fame, as we heard from that quote.
Exactly, and it puts any effort on her part to create her own individual fame directly into that lineage of the Kardashian West industrial complex. Like, it is just impossible to separate North's TikToks from Kris Jenner's momagering. It's impossible not to wonder who's pulling the strings, or if no one's pulling the strings, at the very least, who is encouraging this and why, and if this would be encouraged if she was not born into such a fame-obsessed family.
Yeah. And, like, you know, Rachel, it always comes full circle, because, like, as a newly minted North Star in Chief, like, I'm kind of left with an ethical quandary. Where do we go from here? Like, from an audience perspective, from, you know, I'm exposed to this whether I like it or not. Even when I wasn't seeking it out and was not actively keeping up with the Kardashians, same with you, it always finds a way. It always finds a way. Yeah. And now we're going to start seeing their kids. And I think Northwest is like a really big example of that. And I'm conflicted about continuing to feed into the Kardashian machine. And what does it mean to be supporting North's TikTok? Is it denying her the chance to break her destiny if that's what she wants? Or is it her mission, should she choose to accept it, to bring Kardashian dominance to TikTok in this new era of not just the internet, but I think fame itself?
I mean, unfortunately, we're just going to have to wait until 2024 for our yearly annual Kardashian episode. Yeah.
Our annual Kardashian episode. Stay tuned. I mean, as we've seen, a lot can happen in a year.
All right, that is the show. We'll be back in your feed on Wednesday, so please subscribe. It is the best way to never miss an episode, though you will have to wait a year for another Kardashian episode. Please leave a rating and review on Apple or Spotify and tell your friends about us. Tell Northwest about us. You can follow us on Twitter at icymy_pod, which is also where you can DM us your questions like, who's the new queen of TikTok? And you can also always drop us a note at icymy@slate.com.
ICYMI is produced by Daniel Schrader and Rachel Hampton, with a special thanks to Sierra Spragley-Ricks. Daisy Rosario is our senior supervising producer, and Alicia Montgomery is Slate's VP of audio. See you online.
Or not.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.